father's money. This man shehem stumim.
What is stumim?
The lay this man shehem for Russian. That by curbing the locker is by Nazirus, that the father left over the money stam, then the son, when he's Mekabel, he's Nazirus, he could use his father's money. But if the father was Mefarish and said clearly, I want this much money, like half of it should go for the Chatis, half for the Yola, for the Shlomim, if he says clearly what he wants it for, then there's no halacha, then the son cannot use it. But I call upon him, there's a case by Nazirus that the son could use his father's money. So maybe he was doing by regular korban chatas also. A son could use the money his father set aside. Tamalayma, this also, we dash in the pasuk again, no. Tamalayma korbonoi. The korbonoi who yotzei, the yena yotzei, the korban of it. But you can't be yotzei even with the money that was set aside for your father. Now Yachol, I would have thought to say, lo yotzei b'moyish hifrish. You can't be yotzei with the money that was already set aside. Maybe you can't be yotzei with the money that was set aside for your father, even though the father and the son did the same type of an aveira, that won't be good. But maybe I would have thought to say, because that's the pasuk korbanai, that when it comes to bring your korban chatas, it has to be from your own money, not from your father's money. But maybe still I would have thought to say, avo yotzei the korban shifrish liyatzmai. But maybe a person, the son himself, was mafresh a behemoth for korban, korban atzmoi, min akal al achamura. That first the son did one type of an aveira, he ate chalif, but he set aside a korban for that. And then later we also machal a Shabbos. So maybe now if he wants to use his first korban, he could use it for this. Or else min achamura al akal, the opposite way around. If first it was for machal a Shabbos, then he wants to use it for chalif or for dam, maybe the korban would be good. And this we say no, Talmudim, the pasuk says, Korbonoi, al chatosoi, achie korbonoi, lishum chetoi. Talmudim, what korbonoi al chatosoi, achie korbonoi, lishum chetoi. That the korban has to be set aside for the exact chet that you did. Like if you're machal or Shabbos, you have to be mafresh that korban for the chet of chil or Shabbos. And if you're mafresh the korban first for a different chet that you did, that you ate chen with yei dam, you cannot use that korban for another veira that you did. Even though you're the same person, still the prophet says, korbonoi al chatosoi. It says the korban has to be set aside for your chet al chatosoi. Achie korbonoi l'shum chetoi. Yochol, I would have thought, lo yotze b'beheimo shifrish liyatznoi min akala lakala. True, that again, that even though you did these two aveiras, if you were first mafresh the chet, because first you ate chelim, and then later you ate dam, and you mechuy the korban for the dam, even though the both aveiros are the same category, they're both kalis, that there's no chiyah skil involved, still, but since you are mafresh it first for one type of a chet, it doesn't help for the other type of a chet. So again, yochol lo yotze b'behema, shifrish lo yatzmi, even though you set aside the same for yourself, min akala la kala. Or min achamura lachamura. Afilu min akala lachamura. Or min achamura lachala. These don't help. Shalom Tam, if you notice this and that. Should be or min achamura lachamura. Yes. But this doesn't help. Why? Shekeinim hifrish behema. Al hachelef. Because if you were mafresh behema for the aveir of eating chelef. Vevi al adam. And then it was brought for the aveir of dam. Oh, yalla dam. Well, first you set aside this korban for the chet of the eating dam. They, the yalla chelev, and then you brought it, lemaisa, because you did another chet of chelev. It doesn't help. You know why these don't help? Sharei le mual, for the keeper, because there's no milu involved over here. It means, Jotay says, the shegeg. And shogar the hikra of korban al adam. Korban shal chelev, the katab of jasayu koi, kibin the behemah kadusha, kadusha sagof. But not for the chulin, brachi. Kibul an enemy menu. Is like hiper. That since you did this for shaygeg, so mila you don't have any mila. Because you didn't have any enjoyment from it. But I call upon the below keeper. You have no kapor either. You don't have the kapora. So the major us le yosakum, shen yochel is chapel, the korban shal dam klau, you are le moal, it must be shaygeg. Hold the ain't a moitzim, you're shus hegdish. You're not taken out of hegdish and the shus, there's no mila here. Elor me hegdish zeh, elor hegdish acher. You're only like using it from one type of the hegdish for another type, like for a korban that was supposed to be for chaylev, use it now for dam. When the Torah shalom mu'al, since there's no listen anymore here, because you didn't take the korban out of its kedusha, it still remains with its kedusha. But lo chipur, you don't have a kapel either. Lochi mefor shalom per bas mechrisis. The achrei shana royim b'shogig, the lo chipur, since we see the didis b'shogig, you have no kapela, dinu, that the same svar should be that kishin eskavi lakir chatis chelev, lakir chelev dam, the lo chipur. If you have in mind, dinu it benezid, like you know what's going on here. You know you have your curb and you set aside for the chalif. You want to use it for dam, it's like keeper, it doesn't help. That's good. Ava, but I would have thought to say that yoit say b'mois, shehifrish liyatsmoi, but you could be yoitza with the money that you set aside for yourself. You didn't bring the behemi yet. You only set aside money. Minakala lakala, or minachamura lakamura. Minachamura lakala, minakala lakamura. I would have thought the same, no matter what had happened, whether first you set aside this money for korban chatis that you ate chelev, and then you want to bring it for another korban chatis that you ate dam, or else even if first you ate dam, and then you were mechalal Shabbos, so it's been a kala lachamura, no matter which way you want to change it, maybe it would be good, because you only set aside money, and you still want to use this money for chatis, so maybe any way you want to change around the purpose of this money, maybe it would be good. Why would I think this way? If somebody has money that he set aside for himself, that he has to have a chatas, that he ate chalif. And by mistake, he brought the money, brought the korban chatas, and now they have dam, or the opposite way. Al hadam, if he was mafresh to behema, if he was mafresh to money for a chatas of dam, and then by mistake, or benazid, he brought it for Avera of Chelev, even Chelev, Sharei Moa v'Chipur. Over there we say what? Allah is, there is meal involved. And then didn't you have a kapara? So I would have thought to say, the neighbor at this thing is good over here. So Talmudim, again the Pesach says, no, Al-Khatosai. So when you mafresh the curb in the Badask has to be Al-Khatosai. So one says, why over here we say now, Sharei Moa v'Chipur. Over here there is meal involved. Here there also is Yimachapim. The Ran learns that the Rosh says, Shamoyis ain't gone Kedusha Saguf. Because the money is not like the animal before. The money does not have a Kedusha Saguf yet. Kishinosna Litnes Ben Behem, Lassara Korban Achar, Yotzel Chulin, Heka Keeper. But if you just set aside this money to be used to buy a Korban Chatis feeding Chelim, so the money right now does not have a Kedusha Saguf on it yet. It only has a Kedusha Zamim. You want to use this money for that purpose. Now, if you take this money and you use it for another purpose, that's called mila. That's called your mo, you're having adjournment from the money. So since you're mo with the money, having adjournment from the money, Adrav, the lach is the kedusha goes off the money, and therefore now you can set aside this money to buy another korban. And echnami, the lach there is moal, you did the wrong thing, but by doing the wrong thing here by mila, since the money does not have kedusha zaguf on it, the money only has a kedusha zamin. But if you use it for the wrong purpose, you're marrying it. So it goes off its kedusha. And now when you want to use the money to buy the korban for the other chet, the takachal, you have a kapara. So I would have thought to say, who adin, money also the same thing. That money that you set aside for one korban could is allowed to be changed around to use for another korban. And this we dash know, Talmud Leimer, al chatosoi. That the money you're only allowed to use if originally you set aside this money for your chet, Achatosoi. So that's an achie korbonoi l'shem chetoi. That when you mafresh the money, it has to be for the chet that you did. You have to set aside this money in mind for that chet that you did. But I call upon, what's the whole kash here? Ketoni miyas, I call upon, we learned over here, that ketoni miyas behema. Ma, it says here, loch of a behema, you have a behema left over. So my love, isn't it, I'll give you a dollar for you. Still we had before that a korban that's left over, you bring it for nedava. So isn't it, even a behemos balmum, the skirt, it says in the skirt, the behemos crushes them. The behemos that are set aside, the behemos has a locha like it's mefreshes, we had before. That the behemos was mefresh, was explained. So it has a locha like the behemos, it was set aside for the chattis. But the Tosfos says this, Ketonu mi es liel, tiyenu megalach al behema sovit, the son can't use the animals that his father set aside. So my life isn't it, afilu balas mum, even though it's a behema of a balas mum, alma we seek him for us and dummy, that the behema is abalach like mefurish. Because the kistumim, if that animal is still called kistumim, legalayach, so why can't the son use it? Kemoi almoi istumim, just like the son could use the father's money if it was tumim. Or mad meuchasa, do adin linyan oisa halach on the skabla demoi istumim ul nadava. Nei madav kemoi sloi behema. So why don't we say it's only... Yeah. So I'll go upon this akasha. It says that you have the five leftover animals, it says it's called kifresh. It was set aside for the chattas or for the oila or for the shlamim. So why? My love isn't talking about even though it was a balmum, still you see that balmum is kumufreshim dummy. Not like we wanted to say before. Before those simply was, if it's a balmum, since it could be changed over into money right away, it's still called kistumim dummy. So most of the loy, I tell you also, this case of here is Afka Tamima. Talking about the father left over a tam, a complete animal. Since it was a tam, a complete animal, therefore we say it's called Kimafrosh's dummy. Because it takes a long time until he could use the money, therefore it's considered Kimafrosh's. Like it was set aside clearly for the chattas or for the oila or for the shlamim. Ah, well, but what do you want to tell me? Balas mum. If the father only left over an animal that was a balas mum, my kistuma dam, you want to tell me it's like stam? If so, my iridiktani mois. Shifrish Oviv, what do you have to tell me the case is of money that the father left over? Mayi Rudikatani Moyi, Shifrish Oviv, what do you have to say the case of the father left over money? Listen, Balas Mum, let's say the case is the father left over an animal, that's the Balas Mum, that has the same halacha. You're telling me now if the father left over a behema, that's the Balas Mum, it's also called Kistumim Dami. And therefore the halacha should be that the son should be able to use it. Just like the son could use the money the father left over of its tam, so why shouldn't the behemoth be different? Someone says, true, you're right. Hochinam is taka true. But again, the same thing we said before. Tlamai chaz yule demei. Demei haina mois, taka true, it's included. If the father left over the behemoth, that's the balas mum, or the behemoth balas mum, it's only to be used for the money. So it seems like the father left over money. So just like if the father mamish left over money stumim, the locker is the son could use it. Here also, if the father left over a behema, that's a baal mum, that's called kemoyas dummy, that the son would be allowed to use it for his naziris. And that's what it says here, if the father left over a behema, the son cannot use it, without the behema of mefreshes. A behema that has a din of mefreshes because it's a tam. A behema that's a tam takes a long time until you can change it over into money, therefore it has a locker like it's mefresh. So the mission like this. Nizrak aleha echad min adamim. A person, Anisha was a nazir, and she completed her 30 days, and she brought a korban that says, Nizrak aleha echad min adamim. Even the first korban that was brought for her, as soon as the kohen makes the zrika, is ein yachol hafer. And now the husband wakes up and hears about that his wife was a nazir, he can't be made for the nether anymore. All right. But nafkamina would be is if he's mefer, she won't have to bring any more kabonis. But the halacha is we say no, we can't be mefer anymore, because it's considered like the naziris is over. And this man the Yom HaBayis holds that as soon as you nizrak one make a zrika, a Tosha says to go in shagomra naziris patira. She finished her naziris patira. Ve'viyo kabonis naziris tira shein gimel behemus. So as soon as you make one zrika down of one of them, it's considered like you finished your naziris. And right away you're allowed to drink wine. So since there's no more inu nefesh, she's allowed to drink wine, so therefore the husband cannot be made for the nether anymore. Rabbi Akiva, right now, Akiva says a bigger Kiddush. Afilu nishchato olio achat mikol abheimus. Even before the zrika, as soon as they made a shchita on one of the kabonis, is any yachol lahafir, or any yachol lahafir, the husband cannot be made for the nezirus anymore. And the Svarim, the Gemara will say, because of Hefsed Kodeshim. Because she's going to be Mafsed Kodeshim. Because she's going to be Nefer on the Nether, then she's not Mechuyev the Korban. The Korban will go to waste. So therefore we say, as soon as they made a Shechita on at least one Korban, so it's called now, the Naziris is like over, and the husband cannot be Nefer her Nether. Now, B'nei Devarim Amurim, when is it said that the Galakas Hatahara? Only if the Isha was Tor the whole time. So she was a Nazir for 30 days, and now she's bringing a Kabonis, that's the end of a Naziris. Ava B'nei Galakas Hatuma, but let's say the Isha was a Nazir. And then she became Tamei. Halacha, when she becomes Tamei, she has to wait 7 days till she becomes Tor, and they have to start, she has to start over again. So here, Yosser, here the husband has a right to be made for the nether, even when she brought already one carbon. Because even after these carbonas, she still has to start over again, counting another 30 days. So therefore, the husband could be made for her nether. So Yochulayma, the husband has the right to say, Eyev Shebisha Menevelis, I can't take an Isha, it's going to be a Menevelis, that she, oh, she'll be a Nazir, she can't drink wine, I don't want that, I don't want such a wife. So that's called like Inu Nefesh, or Dvorim Benola Beno, that it bothers the husband.
So that, therefore, he can make, he has a right to say, Yer Shebishim Nevelis. Rabbi Meir Amr Meir says, Al Fetek Alacha Satavira Yofir.
Even after they brought Shrikas Adam, and even though it's a Tekalacha Satavira, that the issue was not Tumeya, but she finished off for 30 days already, and it's the end of the Naziris already, even though they brought one carbon already, still the husband has a right to be Mefer. Shayachulayim, the husband has a right to say, I don't want my wife to have to take a haircut, to have to shave off all the hair. The halacha is of a Naziris. When you finish a Naziris after the Kabbon, you have to take a haircut. So the husband has a right to say, I don't want my wife to take a tekalachas. So Kozman, she did not take a haircut yet. The husband still has a right to be made for the Naziris.
This is still called Inu Nefesh, it still bothers the husband. And therefore, the nether bothers him, he has the right to be made for the nether.
So, more stuff like this. Mas Nisin, the first time of our Mishnah that says,
as long as they make a shchita, they made a zrika of one of the dam, so ready, ain yachol offer, if so, the husband cannot be made for the nether. So, it's on account of our Mishnah, Gemara says, Mas Nisin, like Reb Lezer, not like Reb Lezer shchita. Because the Reb Lezer goes according to Reb Lezer, he says, Tigalachas makeves. That means as long as she did not take a haircut yet, as long as the nozzle did not take a haircut yet, he's not allowed to drink the wine. If so, the chiv on the loy gilcho, since she didn't take a haircut yet, asira bechama, she's still also to drink wine. If so, the chiv on the isla nivul, if so, since the maisa is still manuvul, she's not nice, she doesn't look nice in the eyes of the husband doesn't like a wife that can't drink wine. If so, Moti Mefer. If so, then the husband should be able to Mefer. So it's an account of our Mishnah that says that once the maid is Rika Saddam, even before she takes the haircut, the husband cannot be made for the nether, is not like Reb Lezer Shita. Because according to he, the Tanakam has told, that the Galachas is not Makevas, and therefore she could drink wine even before the haircut. But according to Reb Lezer Shita, that she can't drink wine until she takes a haircut, so then the husband could still be made for the nether until she takes a haircut.